what made you decide to become a dispatcher in the first place?
It's mind-challenging.
In what way?
To try to cover emergency calls with a balance of non-emergency calls, the fire departments, the knowledge, the continuing education that you have to keep up, and also to try to take care of the road crews on the road all at the same time.
So you're a good multitasker?
I try.
When does it get challenging for you?
Probably the biggest challenge is to the balance to be able to cover the emergency calls, you know, to have a quick, prompt, and appropriate response to an emergency call, but also to service the non-emergent, the dialysis patients, the elderly going to and from dialysis or to nursing homes and different appointments that they have, to try to make sure that those are all taken care of and, you know, with the priority of the emergency calls up first, obviously.
Is that something you are supposed to take care of, or is that people erroneously calling 911?
You know, we have to treat every 911 call that is that it's the emergency until it's proven otherwise. We do what's called emergency medical dispatching. It's when you take a 911 call and it goes through a CARDEX program, and you prioritize through the questions that have been formatted to ask for every situation. And then you prioritize that call to respond to appropriate ambulance in an appropriate way.
So how many calls would you say you handle a day?
Oh, it's hundreds. It goes, you know, between the non-emergent and the emergent, all the fire calls, plus you take calls today for next week, for next month, you know, things of that nature. There's hundreds of calls coming in and out of this comm center every day.
Have you ever gotten any for, like, to order a pizza like that?
We get things from a toothache, you know, to a baby with a toy stuck in his nose, all the way to the, you know, car accidents there with entrapments to cardiac arrests and things of that nature.
How do you deal with the ones that are, do you just say they call some, do you defer them to someone else, or how do you deal with that?
No, we make sure that that every person gets the appropriate treatment and that they need. If it's non-emergent or emergent, we make sure that it's taken care of every way that we can.
How stressful is this for you personally?
I've done it for quite some time, so every person has his own way to deal with stress. And we usually help each other, you know, like our supervisors, you know, Kristen Kasten always helps us out quite a bit.
We're talking to Dan Blaskowitz, an emergency dispatcher for Huron Valley Ambulance in Ann Arbor, because this is a week dedicated to honoring the men and women behind the scenes for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Are there times that are busier than others?
Weather has a big impact on how busy, because it increases the call volume. It also slows down your responses. Probably different days of the week have more non-emergent transports.
How do you calm someone down if they call and they're hysterical? Do you have a method for that?
It's called repetitive persistence to talk to the patient. It's part of the training that everybody in here has. That we make sure that, you know, the priority is the person on the phone to be able to get to help to that person or that person, you know, family member or friend that they're trying to help. So you talk to them as calmly, as steadily forward as you can go to make sure that person listens to you. They'll have to stop screaming to be able to hear you. So it kind of, you know, you talk in a slow tone directly to them and keep talking, and it usually 99% works.
Have you ever had to treat or advise anyone over the phone?
Yes, ma'am, every day. We don't treat or advise. What we do is we try to help that person on the phone, the caller, help that person help the patient. Like we've delivered babies. There's cardiac arrests. We try to help control bleeding. If somebody's choking, try to help them with the Heimlich maneuver if they don't know it, or to help them the best they can, how to help somebody with a seizure, to what to do with a toothache.
You're not just a dispatcher. Do you have to have medical training as well?
To work in our communication center, you have to be at the very least a basic EMT in the state of Michigan. Some centers do not.
And how much personal pride do you take in this job, or what does it mean to you?
It means everything. You know, you're the beginning and the end of every call in the center. The 911 call comes in, you dispatch the call. You make sure that the crew, the appropriate ambulance, goes to that call. And you make sure that it is done in an appropriate amount of time. And then they clear with you when they are finished. And so you're making sure that from the phone call to the ambulance gets on scene, to the time they transport, to the time they get to the hospital, and then when they clear the hospital, where they go again, is all done through the same room.
You seem like a pretty serious guy. Do you think you are?
um, I'm serious about my job. I'm serious about making sure that the priority is my ambulance crews, and then after that is to make sure that the appropriate ambulance gets to the appropriate patient in the appropriate amount of time.
Well, happy National Public Safety Communicators Week. Is there any special activities planned that you know of?
They leave us up in the air. To be honest with you, a lot of us didn't even realize it was coming. We come in, we do our job, we're a pretty tight-knit group in here, but we forgot, and so it was reminded to us. So now I think we're going to have some lunch, and they take care of us really well here.
How many hours a week do you work, and how many hours a day?
We are scheduled in a rotating schedule, part of the comm center is. We work 3 12-hour shifts 1 week and 4 12-hour shifts the next week. And what that does, since it's a 24-hour business, 7 days a week, it lets you alternate weekends. So one person isn't working every single weekend.
12 hours a day seems like a long time to be doing something like that.
You know, it can be, but there is a lot of days that it's not a problem. Most of the time, we take care of each other. You know, if my partner's having a long day, go for a walk, I'll cover. We make sure that we all are, you know, taken care of. We make sure that we get through it together.
Do you feel like you're serving society in a way?
I do. You know, you do. You have, nobody sees us. Nobody, you know, the public only hears the guy on the phone. And then as soon as the fire truck or the ambulance pulls on scene, they hang up. But until that person gets there, we're their only lifeline. And then you feel the same way about your crews. You know, if the crew is en route to a call, if they get in an accident, if they have difficulties, if they break down, I'm the only person they got because they have nobody else to help. So I make sure that if they're hurt, if they're in an accident, or if they break down, I make sure another ambulance goes, the police, or an ambulance even for them.
Would it be safe to call you an unsung hero?
I guess it's a humbling job. It really is, because you see the people in the worst point of their lives sometimes, and then it makes you realize that, hey, my life isn't so bad all the time.
Dan Blaskowitz, emergency dispatcher for Huron Valley Ambulance in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry.